Chris Kanamir-Inslee in for a kōrero today. Chris heads Te Taumata. This is an organisation looking to enhance our opportunities internationally with Māori trade initiatives. And, of course, we're all curious to know how this lockdown, how the reaction from the Reserve Bank might be to interest rates, how all this might play out as far as our Māori producers are concerned on the international trade scene. Thanks for joining us for a kōrero today, Chris. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale, and tēnā koe to all of our whānau listeners.
Well, is it too early to gauge the impact on Māori trade initiatives thus far into the lockdown? Or what might be some of your initial thoughts, please, Chris?
Oh, look, my initial thoughts, firstly, just starting at home here, just watching during the lockdown over the last eight days here in Rotorua, it's really pleasing to see, you know, how our whānau have responded. I actually went into the vaccination for my centre for my second vaccination. It was really awesome to see the afi that's going on among our whānau in the vaccination centres. Dale, I think that's an important point to note. So, you know, on the COVID matter more broadly, from a Māori business point of view, you know, this is not new. This is, you know, we're back into lockdown now. And so from a Māori business point of view, we were largely prepared for it. And things just kicked back into what we were doing previously with, you know, making applications for wage subsidies. I'm seeing that happening now, and it seems to be happening quite smoothly, just to get our Māori businesses through these particular challenging times. But then sort of stepping out more broadly in terms of what's going on around the world and things that we should be paying attention to, especially in the short term, Dale, is the big negotiations that are happening in earnest now between New Zealand and the United Kingdom. We're about a week away from our two countries signing a free trade agreement together. And our first point to make really about this, one is that it's happening in earnest. So there is a real strong drive by the leadership of both countries at the prime minister and minister levels to get an agreement together that we can all live with and actually sign that agreement in principle in the next few days. And I know that ministers are talking actively with their counterparts up there in Britain. The point to really make about this, Dale, from our Māori business point of view is this, if we get it right, if we get this free trade negotiation right, this represents a major opportunity for our Māori businesses that doesn't exist currently. And that is getting access for our produce from our various Māori businesses and certainly those in the primary sector into a new 73 million population market, and it's a wealthy market. Now, we currently don't have access to those markets, that market, because of things like the big trade tariffs that Britain has had in place to date. So a major part of these current negotiations is the removal of those trade tariffs. That's the first point. And secondly, to get them transitioned out very quickly, not have them transitioned out over a 5, 10, 15-year period, such that we get our produce, our Māori produce, into that new big market. There is another thing that's happening in these particular negotiations that is unique and particular to us as Māori, and that is championing with the British to particularly recognise the differences that we have as Māori businesses by way of an inclusion into this particular free trade agreement of a chapter on Indigenous interests. Now, this is a first, so it's a bit of a struggle, I'm hearing, for the British to get their heads around it. So this is one of the things that's high on the agenda of our ministers, currently trying to negotiate this new free trade agreement. So really, that's the big talking point from our Māori businesses' point of view right now, Dale, is this free trade agreement that's likely going to be signed, agreement in principle, in the next few days.
It's incredible, really. You know, we're old enough to remember pre-EU when Britain was our major market. But it's interesting what you mention about, I mean, the term free trade agreement suggests that tariffs will be lifted, but I do take your point about the timing of this availability for our exporters to capitalise on that strong market up there. And it is very interesting that you've raised, as we should in Aotearoa, we need to look at Indigenous interests. We have a procurement policy that wants to encourage government spends to help Māori-focused business. And so if we're going to do trade with international partners, they too, I mean, they must take some responsibility, Britain, for the way that our situation has been and the way that our Māori business has been somewhat stymied over the years because of the wider impacts of colonisation. These are all interesting topics. Who is Aokai Kōrero in batting on our behalf? You say it's important they get it right. Who are we looking to do that?
Well, right now it's coming down to, so all of the various technical people, these are the foreign affairs negotiators, have largely done most of what they can do. So now it's really coming down to the ministers. And for us, that's Minister of Trade, Damien O'Connor, but also our Minister of Foreign Affairs, Nanaia Mahuta. And they have both been talking. They're active. In fact, I understand that Minister O'Connor has got a meeting, probably as we are speaking, sometime today with his counterpart. And this is really, and Minister Mahuta last week had a meeting with her counterpart, and now we're getting down to the real fundamentals. And they are these kind of big issues that I've just flagged here, these market access issues, these tariffs, the discussion around, you know, recognising Māori Indigenous rights. We're now getting down to the real sharp end. But Dale, I really want to link back to a point that you've made. I think it's entirely appropriate that you've made that point. We should reflect as Māori that back through the 1970s and 80s, our biggest trading partner was Britain. But then through that period, Britain, you know, in its for its own reasons, shifted in terms of their supply from New Zealand to the European Union. So there's a hell of an irony in terms of what's now happening. So we should always not forget that point as we're going through these negotiations right now.
I'm looking forward to hearing more, and we'll stay in touch, please, regarding this very important free trade agreement, opening up access to, as you say, a 73 million person market, and, you know, relatively... you know, in coin, if I can use that term, will be a great shot in the arm for our Māori exporters. I look forward with bated breath there to find out how this rolls out over the next few days. Chris Karamiansley, Chair of Te Taumata, in talking about Māori trade potential. Tēnā koe, and thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today, Chris.
Kia ora, Dale, and kia ora to all of the whānau out there.
You're a good man, thank you.